Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday in our study of Galatians chapter 3, we were taught that we are chastened for our sins. But the Lord has already paid for our sins. Let's continue with that thought today.
And now, here is our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
It's not we choose what we want to do for the Lord. We let the Lord choose what He wants us to do, and we do it with all of our heart. That's the person who's on the right road in his Christian life with the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, I remember as a little boy, about 4 or 5 years old, that we lived up north, and we had a basement in our house, a great big basement, at least as big to this little guy. And, there were different things down there. There was a shower down there. There was, I think, a pool table and some other equipment and other things that were down in that one big area downstairs. And I had my brother, who I believe was 6 at the time, had a basketball. And he would throw the basketball across the room into a sink or a basket of some kind. And no, it's a sink because he would throw it and turn on the spigots and make the water come on with the basketball. He'd stand across the room and do that. So I was standing there watching him, and he threw one across and hit a light bulb and broke it. Now, in that, when it happened, a spanking followed. Now, we knew that it was wrong to throw the basketball, and to break that light bulb made it even worse. Now, my dad gave a spanking, but he did not make us pay for the light bulb. And to be honest with you, a 4-year-old and a 6-year-old can't afford a light bulb. So neither one of us paid for the light bulb. We couldn't pay for it. We didn't have the money for it. And yet, there was a correction that took place. Now, using that illustration to point this out, as a Christian, God will give correction in our life. But I will still be His child, just like I was still my dad's child. But even the sin of my Christian life that I commit is paid for. Even as a Christian, I could not pay for my sin. Jesus paid it all. My Father, my God, has taken care of all the debt that I owe. Sometimes He has to spank me. Sometimes He has to give me verbal correction. Sometimes He has to ground me. But let me tell you something. He is my God, and He is my Father, and He takes care of me. And that's the kind of relationship we all should strive to have with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And that takes it into verse 22, which confirms the teaching of verse 21. He says, "But the Scripture hath concluded all under sin, that the promise by faith of Jesus Christ might be given to them that believe." Now, the Scripture hath concluded all. There's not one individual living on the face of this earth today, not one individual that is hearing my voice at this moment that has not sinned. We are all under sin. The function of the law was to convict of sin, that men might turn to the Lord Jesus Christ for salvation. The wages of sin is death. final, complete separation from God forever in the lake of fire. I could not pay for my sin. See, a lot of people think that, I'm not that bad. It's not so great. It's not so evil. They are simply people who do not understand the holiness of God and what sin is in His sight. You know what? I might think that I'm not that dirty. I haven't had a bath in a couple of days, but, you know, I haven't done a whole lot of heavy lifting or heavy work out there, so I'm not really that dirty. So it's all right for me to go into the surgery room and then where he's placed an incision on you. I don't need to have gloves on. I can just touch around there and feel it. I think I can feel it better if I don't have gloves on. It shouldn't hurt you because I haven't really gotten out there, gotten dirty. Well, you don't want me touching your incision. You don't want me feeling inside your body. Even though I feel like I'm clean enough. No, that will have in it that which will bring on your death. Each of us have sin in us that will bring on the second death, that will bring on eternal death if we don't have a Savior. So we needed a Savior, and Jesus Christ, and He alone, is that Savior. So turn to the Lord Jesus Christ. The law was added because of transgression, verse 19 told us, to make it clear that any sin and all sin is a transgression of the holy character of God and the will of God. Now, it's important that people understand the nature of sin in order to see they are sinners and they need to come to Christ if they expect to miss the lake of fire and to be cleansed of sin. There are people that think, well, look, I'm not that bad. And somehow they think, I'm going to be accepted in heaven. Imagine your pastor in the church has a glass of water. It's a clear glass. And he sets it up there on a table by his chair up front on the platform in the auditorium. And you see him sipping it in prior services. Today he has a glass that is completely full. It's clear. It looks sparkling. It looks so good. But he doesn't take a drink. The next week, the same glass and still the same water's in there. And it goes like that for a month. The same glass, the same water, and it still looks good. And you're sitting in your seat there in the auditorium, you're looking at it and saying, well, you know what? We know that he hasn't taken a drink in 3 or 4 weeks, and it's the same water. But it looks like the water's still good. This is great. But a very close inspection of it reveals a sediment in the bottom. So the water had been dead and undisturbed. Now I take a teaspoon, and I stir the water, and immediately there is a milky, filthy material that muddies the water. It might even make it malodorous. That's a college word that says it makes it stink. But in the bottom of the glass was a layer of dirt, germs, filth. It was undetected until I stirred the water. But the pollution was there all the time, even though the water looked pure. You see, the reason we need a Savior is that we're like that glass of water. We think we're fine. We think we're clean. We think generally we're okay. But the law was the teaspoon that stirred it up to show us our real condition. The teaspoon cannot purify the water. That teaspoon merely revealed that it was undetected prior to that. To purify the water, Man, I've got to distill it. I've got to filter it and whatever else to boil and on down the road. The spoon is not a failure because it could not purify the water. That was not the purpose of the spoon. The spoon's purpose was to reveal the water had destruction in it. It was needful to reveal the filth. My friend, that's exactly what the law does. It's kind of like an MRI or an X-ray. It reveals the need. But it doesn't heal. It only reveals. And the patient then can see, well, I need surgery. Hey, I need help. I had a friend of mine who is still my friend, one of my best friends in this world, but he had a lymphoma. Didn't have any idea that there was a problem. Went for his annual physical. Boy, I tell you, that thing was long. I think it was about 17, 18 inches long. I mean, it was a big, long one. It almost killed him. But to the point that it was discovered, had no idea that it was there. Had it been left alone, you would have been able to look at him, see how healthy he looked. But one day, we would have walked by a casket that had a healthy-looking man in it that was dead, dead, dead. Fortunately, it was taken care of. And you see, and today he's walking, serving the Lord, and doing the things that God would have him to do. But that's what I'm trying to say to you at this time. You may look good to me, and I couldn't argue with it. But I can't see your heart. Man looketh the outward appearance, but God looketh at the heart. So I can't see your heart. And my friend, there is that in us, that sin, that will totally destroy all our good-looking bodies or our good-looking works in the lake of fire. That's why Isaiah 64:6 says that all of our righteousnesses are as filthy rags in the sight of the Lord. The promise is then given to them that believe. You know, the word believe is what the Greek scholars call a present participle, and has the idea of continuous and repeated action. And as a word, it is defined as to trust or commit. It's like the marriage vow. A one-time ceremony, but an ongoing relationship. That's why Romans 10:10 says, for with the heart the man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made to salvation. So you enter a relationship with God the same way, as a matter of fact, I believe even stronger than the relationship and commitment of marriage. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click to the Lamp and Light. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no break. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.